sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show here on this Thursday, August 14th, 2025 edition. We talked about a couple of stories. We had the information sent to us about the survey that went out to the Michigan State Police Troopers Association, post commanders, many of them, as to whether or not they had faith and confidence in the current director of the Michigan State Police and the assistant director. Well, they came back and rank and file members, post commanders, almost unanimously all responded that they wanted a new director. Well, under the current state police director appointment process, the Michigan House of Representatives is an innocent bystander. But if House Speaker Matt Hall prevails, the lower house would get some skin in the game. One idea would give the House a voice in the process, but not veto power. Right now, the governor has the authority to select the Michigan State Police Director, and the State Senate has veto power as part of its advise and consent function. Well, MERS News Service learned that key Republican House members are working on a plan to create a new committee, which would review and investigate the governor's nominee. The work would be done by a committee doing its own due diligence on the nominee. Members would also seek comments, criticisms, if any, from statewide law enforcement community, including local county sheriffs, various state police unions, and other interested parties. After compiling all their data, the committee would make a non-binding recommendation to the governor, which he or she could ignore or fold into the executive office's decision-making process. House Speaker Matt Hall kick-started this effort while appearing on Off the Record with Tim Skubik. I would support looking at something different than what they're doing now. Well, he gave marching orders to Republican Michigan State Police Budget Subcommittee Chair Mike Mueller. He's from Linden, Michigan, himself a former deputy sheriff and House Oversight Committee Chair Jay DeBoyer. Hall recently had the current Michigan State Police Director Colonel James Grady II in front of the committee to review the recent uncomplimentary state trooper union survey, reporting that showed 98% of the troopers had no confidence in his leadership. A charge he denied while at the hearing, saying that, well, I have a different opinion. Neither Mueller nor DeBoer have yet commented on the final idea, but it is being evaluated. So, possibly, Republican majority, House-controlled majority Republicans want to say in the process of selecting a director for the Michigan State Police. We'll continue to follow this story and let you know how it progresses. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. As we focus on Michigan news, Michigan politics, things going on in Lansing, the Senate Education Committee kicked off testimony on a proposed $65 million grant pilot program. in this pilot program, classrooms would be capped in public schools and other schools at 19 students in districts with numerous disadvantaged pupils, covering kindergarten through just the third grade. The bills, Senate bills 493 and 494, were introduced by Senators Dana Paul-Hankey of Livonia. She is the committee chair for education. Darren Calamari, head of the Senate Appropriations Pre-K through 12 subcommittee. The bills would represent a $65 million school aid fund investment for the upcoming fiscal year 2026, which begins in just 49 days. Legislators and the governor have not yet struck a state budget deal, and they are looking at trying to get this as part of the next fiscal year 2026 budget. Senator Calamari said, just a side note here, I taught primarily 11th and 12th graders. And you can see the ramifications of not having those interventions early on in a student's academic career. We did everything we could at my stage with social studies in the classroom, but often it is not enough. Calamari taught at a public charter academy in Detroit before becoming a legislator. O'Hankey explained that districts receiving the grant money must maintain an average classroom size of 17, with no individual classrooms having more than 19 students. The targeted areas for the legislation would guarantee grants to Muskegon Heights Public School Academy System, Benton Harbor Area Schools, Flint Community Schools, as well as Wayne Westland Community Schools. No grant can be worth more than 25% of the proposed $65 million allocation. And other eligible districts would be allowed to apply. Applicants will submit to the Michigan Department of Education a proposed budget demonstrating that at least 31% of their Section 31A funding would be able to prove at-risk pupil funding would be going towards some supporting smaller class sizes. Recipients would fall into at least a band 4 on the opportunity index, whatever that is, and where 59% to 73% of the students were flagged as economically disadvantaged. Economically disadvantaged could cover English learners, children, victims of abuse or neglect, youth with incarcerated or substance abusing family members, or those with non-proficient English and math scores. Among today's testifier, actually yesterday, I'm sorry, Michigan Department of Education Deputy Superintendent Delsa Chapman. She said, for example, in the state of Tennessee, the initial part of this three-phase study compared kindergartners randomly assigned to 13 to 17 student number classrooms. 22 to 25 classrooms that had a teacher's aide and 25 student rooms without an aide but a teacher assistant. Chapman explained that by the end of the second grade, students in smaller classes progressed substantially better in grades, test scores, as well as fewer disciplinary referrals. The study commenced back in 1985 under then Republican Tennessee Governor Lamar Alexander, who served as President George H.W. Bush's Secretary of Education. Their study back in the day involved 6,500 pupils across 80 different schools. Chapman added that a 2020 comparison of states found that at least 28 states had actual statutes and or regulations around the number of teacher-to-student ratios. It ranged anywhere from 1 to 15 to 1 to 25. Meanwhile, Michigan was listed as one without any class size laws or policies when it came to kindergartners through third graders. Bohanke served as a high school English teacher in the New Haven Community Schools for more than 16 years. She noted anecdotally that how when one of her classes had 17 students, the rest of them had more than 25. And she said, you definitely saw the difference. You can move desks around and have the small group discussions if you want. The kids who might want to be the class clown, well, it's not as much fun to do it when there's only 17 kids in the room. It ended up being much more calm and improved the focus of the students. Another speaker, Joshua Cohen, was founding director of the Michigan State University's education policy, Innovation Collaborative, the acronym EPIC. Well, now he's running in the Democratic primary challenge against current Congressman Tom Barrett, Republican of Charlotte, down in the 7th Congressional District. He went on to say during his testimony that teachers consistently rank class size ahead of many other factors when deciding whether to serve or leave a particular school. Class sizes rank just below pay, safety, and supervisor support. I'm hopeful that this will be the start of a more sustained state-level commitment to lower class sizes for all districts. This is a pilot grant, a pilot program, but it is a great first investment. The point of pilot projects is to see how these things work out, and this is what needs to be done. Now, there is a caveat. In order to activate Senate Bills 493 and Senate Bill 494, especially with regards to its spending components, a deal will need to be struck between the Senate Democrats and the House Republicans. Relations between the two chambers are perceived to be shaky, as each caucus wants to blame the other for the delay budget deal. Additionally, while their own caucus isn't completely united on the topic, many House Republicans are targeting Democrats for blocking the school cell phone ban that didn't, according to the Republicans, have any teeth. So that particular bill, that particular issue, according to Speaker Matt Hall, is dead for the year. They had their chance to pass it. They played games. They went back on words, promises that were made. And therefore, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, is taking it off the agenda. So what do you guys think? $65 million more money to be able to hire, obviously, more teachers to reduce classroom sizes down to no more than 19. I still say they're doing it wrong. It's not the number of kids in the classrooms. What it's boiling down to is what they're teaching. The curriculum based on the Michigan Department of Education, as well as the fact that they have no competition. And when you're looking at basically four communities, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Benton Harbor, Flint, and Wayne Westland. So you're in excess of $16 million. $16 million per school district. I don't know. We'll wait and see. Question I have, these are kindergartners through third grade. At the end of the third grade, the only thing they really test for is reading. They do math as well, but their main focus is on reading skills. Because many studies have shown that if you can't read to the third grade level, the Republicans, when they were in control with Governor Rick Snyder, had a requirement that you had to read to grade level before you could be promoted to the fourth grade. Well, guess what? The Democrats' last legislative session got rid of that requirement. That is no longer a requirement in public schools. My suggestion, you need to text me school. I have it in my phone, the contact information for you to be able to contact and speak with and set up an appointment to meet with Rusty Chatfield out at Northern Michigan Christian Academy. Just text me 231-360-5140. Text me the word school, and it automatically, my phone will auto-reply back with his contact numbers. If you take your kids out of public schools and put them into Northern Michigan Christian Academy, they have smaller number of students in their classrooms. They will get more one-on-one attention and learn a lot more than what the public schools are teaching the young people, especially kindergarten through third graders. You know what one of the graduation requirements are of their kindergartners, the ones attending Northern Michigan Christian Academy? That they're able to get up and from memory recite the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. I can't even do that. I haven't taken the time to do it, but this is what the kindergartners are able to do at the Northern Michigan Christian Academy. In order to be promoted to first grade. Absolutely amazing. And some of these kids in public schools can't even read to third grade levels by the time they reach the end of third grade. Just saying, folks. Just saying. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan.